Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
It's time for an update on how I've been doing with my Lemtrada treatments. The bottom line is, I'm doing well. Lemtrada, if you may not know the medication, is a disease-modifying therapy that's delivered in two stages. The first stage is a series of 5 daily infusions. The second stage comes a year later and is only 3 days of infusions. The medication has shown some success in slowing or even halting MS progression in many people. In some, it's even improved symptoms. Lemtrada seems to have been effective for me, but it began as a roller coaster ride of uncomfortable side effects. In the first few months after my first round, I had severe fatigue. After about 2 months, I was really knocked for a loop. On several days, it was tough getting out of bed. Other days, I felt good when I woke up, but then I took a dive in mid-afternoon and had to head back for a nap after a couple of hours. Many nights involved getting up for multiple pee trips, which didn't help my energy level at all. Add to this one middle of the night and one middle of the afternoon episode of fever and chills, which were handled with 800 milligrams of ibuprofen, it made for an uncomfortable ride. One day I finally listened to my body and spent the whole day in bed. It helped, but it didn't stop the coaster. At that time I questioned the wisdom of Lemtrada treatments, but after 4.5 months I began to feel sharper and better able to focus. My wife told me she thought I was walking a little better. I felt less stiff in the morning, and I could subtly flex my left foot, which has foot drop. A year after my first round, my bowels became slightly more regular, and my bladder control improved. But then a month later, I caught a cold. Colds typically last 3 to 5 days for me. This one hung on for about 3 weeks, and it increased my fatigue level, as you might imagine. I heeded my neurologist's advice to listen to my body, and I took a lot of naps. Over time, the dips in the roller coaster became fewer, and my neurological exams have been good. At 10 months after round 2, my bladder control became so good that I was able to go on a bumpy 90-minute bus ride through a Florida swamp on a family vacation. That would have been impossible before my treatments. Recently, my 25-foot speed test at the neurologist's office confirmed that I'm continuing to walk a little faster. My brain MRI shows no changes, though it's been unchanged for years. My balance with eyes closed and arms outstretched is very good, and my hand-finger dexterity measured with that 9-peg test has improved for 3 exams in a row. The dips into unusually bad fatigue have ended. And best of all, I'm sleeping through the night occasionally, far fewer middle-of-the-night pee trips. On the other hand, the spasticity in my left hip has increased, and the hip's range of motion has decreased. Trying to sit cross-legged is very painful. Is that an MS symptom that's worsened despite my Lemtrada treatments, or could it be arthritis? I'm not getting any younger. I'm experimenting with gabapentin, which my neuro thinks may ease both the spasticity and the pain. She's also suggested trying CBD. Yes, she's a neurologist who is hip to non-traditional treatments, and I'll try the CBD. Overall, at this point, I think that Lemtrada was the right choice for me. But at age 71, I'm done with MS treatments. Thanks, Lemtrada, for the help, but no more infusions. My drip stops here.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for Multiple Sclerosis News Today.